Sehr geehrte Fahrgäste, willkommen in Salzburg Hauptbahnhof. Ihre nächsten Reisemöglichkeiten.
I came here at the early beginning of the autumn, around beginning of September, and already the situation was not out of control, but like a lot of people sleeping in Victoria, Omonia, and a friend told me that something is going on. They're trying to, like, some solidarity movements and anarchist groups from Exarchia trying to do something for that, and they have already started cooking to Pedion of Areos. It's a really big park near to Exarchia. They start to cooking about for the people that they used to live, because it was like hundreds that camp there, in an official camp, and many people sleep on the street and in Victoria Square. So the people from Exarchia start something like a hosting place, a squat, and we found a building in Otara 26, found the owner. It belongs to the public, the state. Yeah, they organize it in the beginning, some groups, political and anarchist groups. Pretty much that's how it started.
And then they brought people from the park?
Yeah. Like, firstly, we had some connection with Steki, that they had a lot of translators. We make the connection with them. Like, and then they found the families first. That was the priority, and still is a priority to the most of squads that I know. And we start like slowly with 30 people, and right now we are hosting 133. More than 7,000 people has passed through Notara so far. A lot of people. For the first 3-4 months, as the borders were open, because we wanted to provide like a shelter for rest, and to the people that they would came here so tired after all that long journey. They were exhausted. We did all of the things, like cleaning the building, provide them like the clean seats and food and everything. The food coming from Solidarity Kitchens around Exarchia and the territories around Exarchia from different groups, like 7 different groups cook for Notara, individual all, without governmental or any other kind of funding. But now the structure of Notara and the character changed, and the people that are living there, they have taken over the control of the building. They are organized by themselves. They guard the building, they clean the building.
This was the goal somehow, when it was open, that the refugees take it over?
No, because the people that they used to coming here, it was only for 5 days, so like the circumstances didn't allow us to. In 5 days you cannot see how it works, or you know, make the right decisions of how it works and how they will operate, I think. But now that most of the people are there for 3, 4, 5 months, some of them, they know every single corner of the building better than us.
So since Europe closed the borders, it's kind of the same people.
Yeah. Pretty much, like, some people try to move on, and with a legal or illegal way, through NGOs and, you know, relocation program. Some of them achieve it. Some of them, they have a go to the borders, waiting some way to pass the borders. But we don't have like major differences in the people that they have that they came like 4 months ago. The 80% is the people that we know that they came 4 months ago.
After Notara, it started with the second, third house.
Yeah, like
spread it somehow.
Yeah, because the need was like massive back in December, and the cold was really hard, so we had to do something else in another house. People that they came from Switzerland, they squat them in Stokleos, a smaller building with totally different characteristics of political and management characteristics of Notara. They only put single men. And after that, it was Memorial Day for the fascists in Greece. That's the third squad came up. We have heard the rumors that they were going to attack to Victoria and to the families that they are there and to the refugees that they are there. So we decide in one night that we have to do something. And some of us, Notara people and Themistocleos people, squatted the National University of Athens, Polytechnic School, 3.5 months after. It's still working with 180 people. And after that was the school, like the Syrian community of some of the people from the Syrian community of Athens decided to squat the 5th elementary school of Exarchia. There's a lot of people again living, a lot of families, I don't know like the exact number. And 20 days ago, Plaza Hotel, an old big, really big hotel near Victoria Square, squatted by some groups. And it's really cool building with a big capacity. The people have the ability to live in a really nice environment, really self-organized there as well, with a kitchen. And of course, the infrastructure of the hotel is suitable for doing something like that. So if we count this, it's around 1,000 people that right now that they found shelter in non-official structures.
And what's the reaction from the state?
We don't have any like radical reaction by them. Always they are around, showing their presence with police after demonstrations. And lately we have some arrests of Notara people that participate in the assembly and inhabitants of the building, only because they were in the demonstration against the Greek government and the new rules and regulations that they wanted to the Greek people for the pension system and health system. Yeah, like to all that no humanitarian way that Europe want to treat refugees and people in general, Greeks or any nation. And they get arrested, and after that we heard on the news and they try to targetize the squats in Athens, that we give shelter to criminals. But actually the people that they get arrested are people from Iran, all of them highly educated, more than me. And they came as a family, the three of them, here, and they're trying to find a better future somewhere abroad. One of them was homosexual and no one can accept it back in his country. So they, all of them, try to leave their country behind, the non-safe environment that they used to live, and try to go on. And those are the criminals that the media talks about. Really good people that participate really actively to the things that the Greeks don't go to shout for the rights. People from Iran, that they came here with no future, no money, no papers, no nothing. They have really deeply political motivation.
Why do the refugees stay in the squatted houses and not in the official...
The most of them that, as far as I know, for Notara, are people that they are political activists back on their countries. Some people, they don't even know why they coming in a squad. They came because they didn't have place to take them in the camps. But many people came because they decided, like, they knew it, what we are, and they came here because they wanted a free place, participate with us, adapt that reality of being an activist and helping, even if they are in all that shit, trying to go somewhere else.
Do you think that in Greece especially, this kind of self-organization is more developed than in other countries?
I mean, about Exarchia, it's a kind of more free, because here the dictatorship of Greece collapsed, it started here. But this don't mean that we didn't face problems in the beginning, in Notara and in every squad. They always came. They came to try to take us out twice in Notara, and they're still there many times, as I told you after the demonstration. They're always in the corner, like provocate the people that are living there. And it's much easier in Exarchia to be more self-organized and start something like that, because there's a lot of groups based on that territory here. Many political, anarchist, cultural, artistic groups that all of them, in circumstances like those, they are willing to cooperate.
About the financial things, how these squads are organized financially?
I can speak only for Notara right now and for the kitchen that I participate. Notara usually do parties to raise funds, or individual people send donations. We don't accept money from NGOs, governmental, other governmental structures, government of course, any banks, any big company. Like, we have some basic strict filters and criteria to get the monies. And we have coupons that we sell, and t-shirts, like the one that I wear right now. And in Dervenion, the other squad that our kitchen hosted there, we have the basic funding coming from an Open Eyes group, Balkan Route. There's a group in Switzerland that are using the same techniques to raise funds, like solidarity parties, some t-shirts. And in Switzerland, you know, guys, it's a kind of easy, you know. In Greece, you make a party, you get 50 euros at the end. In Switzerland, you make a party, you're getting 50,000 euros. And believe me that if you have to host 130 people, you need a lot of money.
What do you think, how the situation will continue?
Pessimistic idea or optimistic idea? I don't have any optimistic idea right now, to be honest. We are dealing with really extreme emotions here. We have heard really heartbreaking stories of people that they arrived here. A lot of people try to commit suicide. A lot of violence as well. I don't know if it's positive, but at least the time that they will stay here, if it will be one day or 1 month or 1 year, it will be the best for them to adapt the Greek reality, participate as much as they can to the projects that we do, in order to feel more creative, more alive, and not like that we hospitalize them, you know? And I hope that thing with the border bullshit will end soon, but it will not. And that is the pessimistic scenario and the negative scenario, that thing will not end. I think the most of the people, they will be deported back. It will be only some really like ridiculous amount of asylums, but many people will try to find the... And that's the other really negative scenario, that a lot of people sell even some of their last things that they have in their possession in order to buy some fake IDs or fake passports, like the last and least option that they have to move abroad. And they will really get in the risk to do that in all the way from the first minute with the smuggler to the last time that they're trying to pass the borders. So they have commercialized everything, the smugglers, I mean. They will take everything that they have. And I hope that they will arrive somewhere. They will reach a destination. Or else they will stay here with us.
Do you want to make a call for people to come?
The call is that if they want to come and help, they will find a lot of things to do, probably. And they can start different projects here, that maybe projects that they cannot imagine to happen in Switzerland, or in Austria, or in Germany, I don't know. And they don't even have to support the projects that already exist. That they need support, but they can start something more, something fresh, you know, to motivate more people to participate and motivate maybe the refugees as well. And the squads, of course, they will need help, but one way or another we handle of it.
You can do much more without getting problems here. The authorities, they just let you do much more, at least at the beginning, I would say, before they try to stop you, especially here in Exarchia. And if you want to try to start something, just come here and then go to Sticky, Martina Stone, and ask around. You will find people who can support you. And if you want to start something on your own, just go for it. Here, a lot of things are possible and people are needed. More projects are needed. More solidarity is needed. Yeah.
Temetinitus.org